Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 21st of June, recording at 8:38 p.m. British Summer Time. Well, it's been a somewhat turbulent day in here today, but first here are the highlights. In Asia, the main drama was a surge by the Indian stock market that blasted through the 7,000 round phobia number. Level looks a little bit overextended, but I wouldn't bet against it going higher in this environment, at least while Wall Street remains generally firm. And in other stock markets, European all steady. Looking at the government bonds. Now, the interesting news item today was that the Swedish Central Bank, Sweden is not a member of the Euro, and the Swedish Central Bank cut interest rates by a point and a half. I think that took rates to either 1% or 1.5, but obviously they're low, and probably 1.5, and it was 50 basis points cut, and that sparked off a sell-off in the euro on the basis that maybe, well, the euro hasn't been that strong anyway and was soft yesterday. And euro dipped right down to 120.70, but then rebounded and is up on the day here. The dollar was quite strong earlier on, but then lost the gains. Also, bond markets rebounded on the cut in interest rates, and they'd been encountering some profit-taking recently. And precious metals, they got pretty well hammered here early in the day, but then saw some recoveries. Okay, more on these global stock markets here. The action, and there's a report on the website here today talking about M3 exploding. If that's anywhere near the truth, then that puts us back into that rising tide lifts all boats category, although I wouldn't be wanting to extrapolate that too far overall. It's a tricky period. I'm glad that I'm holding on to, or held on to, my Asian investments and my resources stocks, which have been doing pretty well in here. But I've certainly sacrificed gains by having some hedge shorts here in the European stock markets and in the NASDAQ, particularly the European stock markets. Those have cost me. Not quite prepared to abandon that strategy yet, but there are limits to my masochism in this, so I'll keep an eye on this. The one that was most disturbing here today was the Swiss market index, which closed up nearly 1% and punched through to another new high. These indices had been showing some loss of upside momentum over the last week or so. And in terms of the government bonds, that was a pretty strong rally, and I think that upside potential is probably limited in these government bonds. But again, if there's lots of money sloshing around the system, and if we also have the Swedish interest rate cuts just focusing people's attention on the hope, at any rate, that interest rates will soon be heading down across the boards, then, you know, we can see prices steady for a little longer in here. My hunch, though, as I've said all along, is that people are underestimating the extent to which the Fed will raise rates. But as I speak, the U.S. 30-year Treasury bond is up 24/32 at 117.08, and today's action has certainly firmed up the chart, although the upward trend, as you know, is broken earlier in the month. That was an upward trend that had persisted since at least March. Now, elsewhere, where's the real drama here that we've seen today? Now, that was mostly in the dollar. Now, for instance, the dollar got up to 109.50 against the yen and then flopped right back and is currently at 108.26. And that's down a cent here. It's down a yen, sorry. And I mentioned the euro performance. It's currently 121.76. So again, finding support above that 120 level. The 120 level, I'm sure you're aware, if you're interested in the currencies, is being described as a important psychological level. There was a lot of previous support near that 120 area, which is why I singled it out as a bounce point, and others no doubt did as well a few weeks ago in written and audio commentary. Now, the dollar's earlier rally today, when I looked at that on the dollar index, remember the dollar had that downward dynamic on Friday, and that emboldened me to go in and pick up some currencies against the greenback. And I didn't want to buy the virtual currency, the euro. I opted for the favorable yield differentials and the resources-backed plays in Australia and New Zealand. Now, that strategy wasn't looking very clever this morning, but as the dollar rally gave up ground, and it's pretty well gone out near the lows of the day here today for the greenback, on the dollar index, got back up to just almost to the 89 level. Remember, I've been saying that there was that lateral and psychological resistance near 90. We got up to about 89 today, and so it had more than recouped, on top of yesterday's gains, it had more than recouped the decline that we saw on Friday, but then it fell right back, so it couldn't hold. It left a big tail on the chart. That's going to certainly sow some doubts tomorrow as far as the short-term US dollar bulls are concerned. My own hunch on this is that I can't say conclusively that we've seen the end of the dollar's rally, but the 90 level looks like a big hurdle to me on the dollar index, just as I felt that the 80 level was a big hurdle at the end of last year and the beginning of this year. And both, well, the 80 certainly proved a hurdle too high as far as the dollar bear trend was concerned. And again, the increased optimism for the US dollar, although it's not as extensive inevitably as it was down at 80 among the dollar bears. In other words, the bearishness of the dollar bears after the dollar's long decline over several years is far greater than the bullishness for the dollar is here today. But nevertheless, it's certainly a bit of a short-term signal. So the currencies like the Australian dollar, which dipped down to 77.26, then recouped those declines and is currently trading at 78.04. So that's a very good performance overall. But the biggest action we saw on the precious metals. Now, silver, for instance, dropped right down to 717. Excuse me, down to 717 on the July contract, but it's currently trading here after hours at 730 and a half. So that was quite a big swing. And gold dipped down to 434.05, but is currently trading at 439. So that looks good on the chart overall. Now, to my chagrin, palladium, where I'd been waiting and waiting and waiting and holding it mostly at a loss, palladium got was poleaxed here today. We had a close last night at 900.3, and it just slumped down to 879 and then bounced, closing at 884.3. Now, that doesn't look like a downside, a bigger pardon, an upside failure. It certainly was a downward dynamic today, and that's worrying, but importantly, I stress it does not look like an upside failure. It didn't fall back far enough. If it had closed down near the lows at, say, 879, I would have been more worried. I was tempted to add a little bit more in here today, picking up the November contract, but didn't, and that was probably a mistake. I suspect palladium will bounce, and probably quite strongly, in here tomorrow, not straight back up to 900, or that would surprise me. But I think, having seen it down $16 in here today, I would certainly expect it to regain more of that tomorrow, especially if there's any follow-through dollar weakness here tomorrow. Overall, these precious metals look pretty firm to me, and seeing both gold and silver move down and then recover on the day, that's absorbing some temporary profit taking and shows that demand, particularly for bullion, remains really quite robust. And that doesn't surprise me, certainly not given all the euro's jitters and the fact that gold is gradually becoming recognized as a viable alternative currency, not as a unit of exchange, but as a safe store of money. And what about crude oil? That bounced around here a little bit today, got precious close to the $60 level, got up to 59.70. That's a bit of psychological resistance, obviously. And then it fell back, closed at 58.90. That's still pretty firm overall. But as I've said all along on this move, we do not have a backwardation. Therefore, I am not as confident about a romp to new highs, new all-time highs at this stage, well, only in numerical terms. But I'm not that confident about another surge on the upside as I would be if we had a backwardation indicating a genuine shortage. So the fact that we have a contango instead means that there has been a lot of speculative buying in this market. Okay, Wall Street has been in and out of profit pretty much all day long, and it's just moving from the minus side. Looks like we're getting bets break even, but it's been in the last few minutes, it's been edging towards a plus column, but not a particularly eventful day on Wall Street. The real drama, say, was in the US dollar index. That may have implications for tomorrow. Asia, in terms of India's leadership, European stock markets still outperforming Wall Street, and we have this interesting precious metal situation. So I'll look forward to another day's drama in the markets and commenting on it. Meanwhile, all the best.